Unlike any other time, the topic of exposing child sex trafficking has seen a recent surge in attention on social media. Sex trafficking on its face is already difficult for most individuals to fathom, but is it possible that there's even yet a darker side that most people aren't aware of? Watch this.
How do we measure the innocence of a child's life? Would we measure it by value, by usefulness, or by fragility? Or is it the case that innocence is inherent and cannot be measured? Maybe there is no gradation, no gray area, no middle ground. Perhaps innocence either exists or it does not. Every day that we are allowed to enjoy the freedoms and pleasure this country has to offer, a growing number of children are having their innocence ripped away.
Under the federal law, anyone who recruits, patronizes, solicits a minor under the age of 18 for the purposes of a commercial sex act can be found guilty of trafficking. Upwards of 80% of all confirmed sex trafficking cases involve U.S. citizens, and up to 40% of those cases involve the sale of children.
Unfortunately, to some of our fellow countrymen, destroying the human spirit in a child is a worthy sacrifice for a lucrative and flourishing business. However, this goes well beyond the sickening perversion of the flesh. There exists an occultic evil that has been awakened. These demonically fueled agents of sexual abomination regard the bright light of innocence as a trivial and inconvenient flame that must be snuffed out. We must not close our eyes from the sting of the smoke any longer. It is time we look upon the smoldering ashes of what used to be our children, become properly horrified, and finally decide to adopt within ourselves an insatiable motivation to expel this scourge from our land. It's time to stop ignoring the desperate cries of our children.
So how do we stop sex trafficking? We're going to show you today why expecting the government to dismantle this massive enterprise may not be the best course of action. On panel with me for the next few weeks are the writer, director, and editor of the new film, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, Josh Peck, and the executive producer to the film, Dr. Thomas Horn. Before we get into our discussion, I should explain that we've decided to use this four-week investigative series as an opportunity to show you actual clips from the brand new documentary, Silent Cry. Watch this.
On a cold day in February of 1987, a Tallahassee woman notices six disheveled and malnourished children at a park in the company of two well-dressed men. Something feels wrong about the situation, so she calls the police. What follows would prove to be a source of conspiracies, cover-ups, and confusion for decades to follow. In 2018 and 2019, a series of official police reports and government documents concerning a secret group known as the Finders were released to the public, confirming the suspicions of many regarding the American government's involvement in cover-ups. The official story speaks of a post-hippie commune who had some rather unorthodox ways of living, but were by and large harmless. The group, who called themselves the Finders, were seen as off-the-grid futurists who kept to themselves and enjoyed teaching their children certain lessons through so-called hands-on experiences. 2 weeks after the initial call to police was made, the entire case was dropped and was largely forgotten by the public. However, the recent release of official documents concerning the finders tells a very different story. What follows is the story told directly from official yet heavily redacted documents provided by the U.S. government and official police records. Tallahassee police arrived on the scene to question the two men and their involvement with the six unkempt children in their care. The two men were unable to provide information regarding their custody of the children and were reportedly uncooperative in providing their own or the children's identities. Officers decided to bring the two men and children into custody for further questioning, during which information was divulged linking this case to Washington, D.C. When the Tallahassee Police Department contacted the Metropolitan Police Department in D.C., it was revealed the MPD had information concerning a group known as the Finders, based in D.C. The MPD issued search warrants on two properties owned by the Finders. When police searched one of the properties, an unused preschool, they discovered a plastic plate with three hand-drawn pentagrams on it. They also discovered over 100 animal bones. When police investigated another property, a farm in Virginia, they discovered what was reported as evidence of satanic cult rituals and cages that witnesses claimed were used to keep children in. It was also reported that a special agent with the United States Customs Service claimed to have observed documents containing instructions for obtaining children, including purchasing, trading, and kidnapping them, and also impregnating women. There was apparently reason to believe the Finders had infiltrated and were working with the government on a state and federal level. A member of the Finders, named Isabella, was discovered to have worked for the government from 1950 to 1971. It was alleged that the Finders were involved in an organized child abuse scheme that was being covered up by the State Department and the FBI's Foreign Counterintelligence Section. In the official documents, it is stated an individual whose name was redacted became convinced that numerous other children had been abused and that this was all part of a large, well-organized scheme. The testimony of the children did not help end any suspicions. When questioned, the children said they were being weaned from their mothers. They also described games the adult in the Finders group would play with them, including taking a man's clothes off, though apparently just the jacket, and seeing women walking around naked. When one of the children was asked about how the group operated, she said there was a man known as the game caller named Marion Petty, who would tell them all what to do, such as read bulletin boards, take notes, and babysit at people's houses. When one of the children was asked about possible sexual abuse, she reportedly became evasive and fidgety before denying any inappropriate behavior occurred and wanting to end the interview. During the interview, the children were reported to all be extremely hungry and apparently in deteriorating health as they urinated and defecated on the floor. After the interview, the children were medically examined, where it was discovered that two of the children, named Max and Mary, were confirmed cases of sexual abuse. Concerning these two cases, the Tallahassee Police Department offense reporting form specifically says Max lacks anal sphincter control consistent with previous sodomy. Mary, right half of hymen is absent, enlarged orifice, consistent with digital penetration, but would not rule out penile penetration. It would seem, with all of this evidence, it would have been an open and shut case of at least sexual abuse of children. However, the entire investigation was called off on February 18th, only 2 weeks after it was first launched, and the two men involved were released from custody with all charges against them dropped. The date of the original report, which contained the confirmation of sexual abuse, was dated February 4, 1987. However, an affidavit which was written sometime on or after February 5th of 1987 stated the children were all examined for sexual abuse at a hospital in Tallahassee, but the results of the examination were not available at this time. If we look at the Tallahassee Police Department offense reporting form, we can confirm that the date of the original report describing the sexual abuse was February 4th, 1987, with a date of February 9th, 1987, listed under date of this report, all of which were days before the whole investigation was called off on February 18th. It was also reported that the children discovered in Tallahassee were eventually turned over to individuals claiming to be parents or guardians. Even more, it was claimed there was no evidence to link the finders to sexual abuse of children or satanic activity. It was reported that the judging of the lifestyle choices of the finders was subjective, and that investigations revealed there was no group or individual actions that appeared abusive or neglectful. The evidence that was previously uncovered was largely ignored and dismissed. Adding to the mystery, among the official documents was a strange report dated April 13, 1987, from the Domestic Security Branch of the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C., titled The Finders Investigation. It alleges that the finders have been utilized by the CIA to spread disinformation to other organizations in the U.S. and overseas. It claims they are capable of destructive and illegal activities. The writer of the report doesn't believe the child abuse was originally planned, but developed because of the sick and demented subjects in the cult. The report does say, however, that the shaping of the children was a planned experiment, similar to the Nazis, in order to form a perfect society. The writer states he doesn't believe the finders have disbanded, but rather believes they are still active. Given all of this released information, and considering the inconsistencies found within the reports, many believe the finders, or a splinter group, are still alive and well today, preying on young children behind the scenes through kidnapping, sex trafficking, and illegal international exportation with the protection of the deep state within the United States government. However, what if the finders are just the tip of the iceberg?
That video was just the beginning of this strange and disturbing journey I've been on the past year or so. It started when I read my good friend Tom Horn's book, Shadowland. And in that, he talks about some connections between the U.S. government and child sex trafficking rings. So I wanted to see where this began and really how widespread it is today. I started with the finders, but during investigation for that project, I found out a lot more that couldn't be condensed down into a short 10-minute video. Something else that kept me going, I live in a small town, middle of nowhere. While I was researching for the finders, I was seeing all of these news reports and articles about child sex trafficking rings in areas local to me. So it made me wonder, you know, I have kids myself. How safe are my kids in a small town? If it's happening here, where else is it happening? Is this just everywhere? Part of the problem, too, is in researching this stuff, I realized how much sensational conspiracy stuff is out there. I was finding it really difficult to separate truth from this sensational stuff. And because of that, I didn't know what was really going on. So it was about that time I decided I am not researching for a book. I'm not researching for a YouTube video. I wasn't even researching for my own curiosity. I was researching for a documentary because I needed to talk to experts who are working in this field, who are on the front lines fighting against this, and who aren't afraid to talk with someone like me on camera about what they know. I knew that was the only way I was going to get to the truth of this matter, so that's exactly what I did.
Welcome back. We're going to talk with the film's director and producer, but first we want to tell you how you can get a copy of this brand new film right now. A child who is trafficked is sexually abused on average 5 to 15 times a day, and only 1% of these crimes are ever reported. This unimaginable darkness must be stopped, and right now we want to invite you to join us in the fight to end child sex trafficking. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Silent Cry Help the Children package. When you order the groundbreaking new feature documentary movie Silent Cry from film visionary Josh Peck, you'll learn firsthand from the world's most renowned experts in the fields of trafficking, pedophilia, and Satanism how Hollywood elites are actively engaged in the sexual exploitation of children, why the mainstream media and culture are attempting to normalize pedophilia. why we can't depend on the government to eradicate this ever-present evil and what the risks are to you, your family members, and communities. Plus, the lead authorities from the Silent Cry movie are back in the never-before-released Covert Investigation on DVD, featuring pivotal, never-before-seen commentaries that couldn't be included in the original Silent Cry film. From cases of demonic possession to satanic perversion, experts on the front lines discuss the worst crimes fathomable being committed against the most innocent amongst us. You'll also receive the brand new MP3 audio series on CD, A Cult of Perversion. In this explosive series, experts like Russ Dizdar, William Ramsey, and others share extremely sensitive research into the most perverse evils plaguing our country now, proving through over 12 hours of content that believers must combat this spiritual malevolence for the sake of our children. This incredible package also includes the never-before-released DVD Fake News or Hidden Truths. Join investigative researcher Stephen Bancars as he guides you through the most current research into the Pizzagate scandal. Is it all conspiracy? Who is involved? How does it pertain to events unfolding right now? Stephen shares explosive new revelations on the subject that have come to light since Pizzagate first broke and haven't been revealed to the public until now. Finally, the paradigm-shattering audio series by Dr. Thomas Horn himself, The Hidden Occultism of Epstein's Orgy Island. What demonic atrocities were going on at Epstein Island? And who were the high-powered individuals involved in some of the darkest occultic activities the world has ever witnessed? The contents of this mind-boggling three-part exclusive MP3 audio series comes directly from the private vault of Dr. Thomas Horn. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $135. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. An excess of 500,000 children are being trafficked every single day in our country alone. Now is the time to take action. 100% of the profits from your donation for the Silent Cry Help the Children package goes directly to Whispering Ponies Ranch, a safe haven where children who have been abused in unimaginable ways can find rehabilitation and healing in Jesus Christ. The Silent Cry Help the Children package, available now at skywatchtvstore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985. Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn, and we've just started what we hope to be a four-week discussion on the new documentary, Silent Cry, and of course, all throughout the programming, a prevailing point of showing you at home, the viewer, what you can do to get engaged in this incredible fight. Josh, what we just watched, it's beyond troubling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for the people at home watching this program that have thought maybe for decades that the government is there, they've got these institutions established, they're experts in intervention, they've rescued all the victims. Right now with this crisis on the border, one of the things I keep hearing at the time of this recording is all of the human smugglers that have had a resurgence in activity. They're bringing children over the border at a time in history where I think maybe it's worse than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a difficult conversation, and I know a lot of people, as I once did, couldn't deal with it emotionally.
Right.
Yeah.
Have maybe even unintentionally turned a blind eye to this conversation,
mm-hmm.
where there is something they can do about it. And I think that's one of the things that keeps so many people from immersion into this subject, is there, it's all troubling, and there's nothing I can do as an individual anyway, so mm-hmm. why trouble myself? But there is something they can do. Josh, why can't we just throw our feet up and expect that the government is taking care of this for us?
Yeah, the truth is this problem is growing, and there are too many people that they think their contribution is they're going to go and vote the right person in.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do that, then they've done their part, and they can go back home and, you know, watch Netflix or something for the next 4 years. But the problem of child sex trafficking keeps growing, so obviously that's not enough.
Right.
What I wanted to show with the Finders case, why I opened mm-hmm. the movie with that, is even decades ago, there are people in the government right now that have a standing interest in this problem continuing and growing. In that case, there is documented child abuse, sexual mm-hmm. abuse that was covered up. The whole case was called off, as people just saw in the clip. These documents are available to everybody right now on the FBI Vault website. We can go in and look, but the problem is this happened 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. There's not as much of an interest on it anymore. It makes me wonder what's happening now that won't get revealed for another 30 years.
Right.
So that's why we have to do more than just vote the right person in, because mm-hmm. there's never going to be the right person. There's too many people
right.
in government for their whole lives that mm-hmm. keep this problem going and keep covering it up.
Or it fluctuates. Like
right.
so under the Donald Trump administration, we saw tangible efforts
right.
to do stuff with the border and also to intervene and to make sure that we had those in the FBI
mm-hmm.
available to deal with these things domestically.
Absolutely.
A record number of violators. These are the smugglers. These are the abusers locked up.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, all that's being relaxed and or dismantled.
Even in the Trump administration, he had an uphill battle. I mean,
this
is decades
right,
of
from
stuff.
From people
that,
within his own
exactly.
establishment. So if we can't trust the government, Josh, to do this for us, you know, where does a civilian actually start?
Here's the best thing that we can do. We vote with our dollar. You know, the most recently, what the public saw was the cuties fiasco. So there was this film on Netflix, Cuties.
Right.
It was basically child porn. And there was a huge public outcry against
exactly.
it. Lots of people canceled their Netflix
yes.
subscriptions. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing shows exactly what we can do and shows the power that we have. You know,
right.
the political left uses this tactic a lot. There will be a lot of leftists that'll get on Twitter. You get 1,000 of them together to scream at Nike on Twitter. And Nike will actually change their policy based on that.
Mm-hmm.
We should be doing things like that. You know, maybe not in an immature way, but that public outcry, that voting with our dollar, that's what makes these companies run is money. We don't have to give into entertainment. Another big thing
mm-hmm.
is pornography.
Yes.
And this is huge. We could dedicate an entire program to this,
right.
but I'll just hit on some of the main parts. What we show in the film is, unfortunately, 68% of Christian men have a porn addiction. And this is not just somebody that viewed porn one time when they were 16.
This is
an
ongoing.
Active, ongoing addiction, and those are just the ones that admit it.
Right.
60, percentages are probably way higher. There is
women?
Yeah, women is
women
really high,
too. Women are just as addicted to it, Christian women.
Exactly. Numbers are harder to
crazy.
Get, but it's anywhere between 50 and 75% of Christian women, even. There might be more women involved in it than men. It's hard to gauge the numbers. But what this shows is there is a direct one-to-one connection between pornography mm-hmm. and child sex trafficking. You cannot view pornography without supporting child sex trafficking. And I don't even mean just in a moral way, in a very tangible
way.
Absolutely. And we show that in the film. So.
But how does that work? Very briefly,
mm-hmm.
these sites are incentivized to put on younger and younger appearing girls.
Yeah. Well, for example,
it breeds a frenzy of guys that
oh, yeah.
and women that go online that then patronize these
companies.
There's a market
indirect
marketing. People are buying advertising on these sites.
Yeah.
So if you think, if you're a pastor, if you're a layperson out there involved in ministry,
mm-hmm.
and you think this is a secret thing that you're grappling with, guys, beyond just opening portals in your home,
yeah.
literal demonic portals that are affecting you and your family,
absolutely.
You are also absolutely engaged in the suffering of somebody else's child.
Even if you're not spending money on it, even if you're using a free account or something, it contributes to their view counts, and that contributes to their
right.
advertisers and things like that. Pornhub alone has been implicated many times
right.
in having children on their website in porn movies.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people viewing it can't tell. But that happens often, and there's not that public outcry to shut these down to the level that it needs to be. So that's one thing that we can do. If you have a porn addiction, and if it's secret and nobody else knows that, that's God knows, and you need to take care of that, because every time that you engage in it, I want you to think, This is somebody's daughter. This is somebody's child. I might be
right.
actively hurting a child while I'm engaged in this. And it's no secret. You can Google connection to pornography and child sex trafficking,
right.
and you can see a long list of studies that are done on this. This is not just me right. saying it. This is a well-documented thing.
Now, I want to pivot over to Tom, because Tom is the executive producer. I know that this film was very important to you. When did you first become aware of what a rampant problem this is, and what made you want to do something about it?
Well, I think, like most Americans, it's you have to have your eyes wide shut
mm-hmm.
not to be aware right. of what even sociologists and neurologists, they're all calling this the real pandemic.
Absolutely.
In fact, they're talking about kids that are addicted to iPhones and using their iPhones and stuff for a majority of some of the porn viewing habits.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The absolute objectification of our children in this generation, they are the new Baal sacrifices of our modern era. Sarah.
That's right.
You mentioned earlier what's happening on our border right now. I saw a special news report last night where at a minimum 50% of the women who are coming across the border have been raped by the people that are helping them get across the border and being trafficked. But one of the other members of the FBI that was on that program said, no, it's 100%. They haven't interviewed a woman yet coming across the border who has not been raped by the people who are supposedly helping them. So we are feeding a monstrous industry. Cuties that you mentioned a moment ago, but in the documentary film, one of the most mind-blowing parts of this new documentary, Silent Cry, is the woman at TED Talk who is giving a speech on the normalization of pedophilia.
Absolutely.
And she is trying to make the clinical case that pedophiles cannot be held accountable for their appetite to want to have sex with children because none of us get to choose, right, what our lusts or ambitions
and
or sexual...
And ironically, that is the one that our daughter just flipped out about. Okay, so we watched that same clip in Silent Cry that you're talking about, and she's like, how is this even possible that this is okay?
Because
she's 15 and she knows better.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, going back to something else, a point you were making a moment ago, Josh, how much the Christian community, that's another part of this pandemic where they're talking about how the church is unprepared to deal with the fact that a majority of the men, women, and now increasingly so the kids that are in that church are addicted to porn. So it is fueling an industry, Joe, that is ultimately leading to the trafficking of children.
Right. I know that Silent Cry, the film, is only one part of a multi-pronged effort that Skywatch Television is making in this fight. What else can people do?
Yeah, well, so first of all, people need to know that all of the revenue that is generated from the film Silent Cry goes to support our charity, which is called Whispering Ponies Ranch, where, among other things, children who have been rescued out of sex trafficking are brought to go through a therapeutic process of restoring them to their pre-sexualized selves.
Right.
So I'd like to share really quickly something that happened out at the ranch a couple of years ago. We had one group that came in, and of that group, there were 13 little girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of all of those little girls, and we're talking girls, sorry, this chokes me up, we're talking girls, the same ages as my grandkids, 6 to 12 years old, every single one of them, not just a portion of, but every single one of those girls have experienced some kind of sexual
exploitation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember that group, and these little girls were so precious. It was like heartbreaking to see them.
Yeah.
There was one little girl, one more thing. Of that year, she was so distraught to get there. She threw up on the bus several times. They almost sent her back. Mm-hmm. The director of that camp said, let's get her through the first day and then make the decision.
Yeah.
Quickly, that little girl who walked off the bus like this, by the end of the week was scaling rock walls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Driving horses and... Right. Leading the pack. I mean, she, just that one week was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even quantify what one week at Whispering Ponies Ranch can do in the life of a child who's been abused in every kind of possible, imaginable way. For the next few weeks, we're going to continue to show you extended clips that only showcase small highlights from the over 2-hour-long Silent Cry film. So make sure that you get your full-length copy of the documentary right now at the SkywatchTVStore.com. And remember that all of the profits from the sales of Silent Cry go directly to Whispering Ponies Ranch in order to help children who have been rescued from sex trafficking and other abuse. Next week, we'll continue this discussion, guys. For everybody in studio, thank you for being here with us. And for those at home, keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.